Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios.
Time now for the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Saturday morning, University Showcase shines the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. It's the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's your host, the voice of TSU Athletics, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Welcome into our two-hour broadcast block right here at Bongo Java Omni Nashville Hotel, spotlighting the athletic programs at Trevecca University, Tennessee State University, and throughout the High Valley Conference. And we do it every Saturday morning through May, as a matter of fact. Also coming up next hour, we will have our one-on-one with Greg Pogue right here at Bongo Java, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher. Lots have been happening over at Vanderbilt. We'll talk to him. And then from 10 until 1 today, back at the studio, the season finale, three-hour bowl special. Johnny Ballpark Franks, countdown to kickoff tailgate party bowl special. 3 hours of it will be coming up a little bit later on in the morning. But certainly we focus on University Showcase this hour, Trevecca, TSU, and the OVC. And we sort of rotate around when their slots are. We start out with Trevecca this morning. Men's basketball coach Omar Mance's first season, still looking for that first win. Last Saturday fell 100-91 at Tiffin, and then last Thursday lost 80-54 Malone. Part of a home doubleheader today with the women at 2 and the men at 4:15 against Wash University. Women's basketball coach Chad Hibden, 2-7 overall, 1-3 in the GMAC split. GMAC last Saturday, won 72-64 at Tiffin, then fell 54-46 versus Malone, as mentioned. The doubleheader today over Trojan Fieldhouse, 2 o'clock and 4:15, the women and the men. Men in track and field, Coach Austin Selby off until Friday, January 11th, when they are at the Ramapo Invitational at the Armory in New York City. And then right after that, also at the Armory in New York City the next day, the TNCG Lion Invitational. So certainly some hallowed ground there at the Armory in New York City for track and field. Well, we're joined now by Trevecca Trojans women's basketball coach Chad Hibden back on the show. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing well. It's a game day. It's always a good day. We're excited to host Walsh today and get back on the court and get to action.
Well, you know, you're in your, third year now, right? How do you feel about where things are headed?
Headed in the right direction. And this year, it's, we've had some inconsistencies with health, getting people healthy, keeping people healthy, and that's played a little bit in a part of our inconsistency in the product we put on the floor. We're trying to work through that and get some stability and get some identity through that. But as a program and the culture, we're definitely we like where we're going. We like the progress we've made. We like the young women in our program and the desire that they have. What we're trying to do is get those habits to match the desires that we all have and the standards that we've set. And that's an ongoing process, and that you never reach that pinnacle. And that's just kind of where we are. But, great things happening here, and we see, bright things ahead. We're just looking for, in the moment that we're in now, is a little more consistency in the day-to-day focus and preparation that we have.
Well, and you're cycling through recruiting classes, and the people you first brought in are now upperclassmen, and so they've been with you. This is now those initial recruits, their third year, and sort of building that base. I see you've got a balance of some freshmen all the way to seniors. Seems like the classes are well balanced.
They are, and that's what we tried to do last year. We had to make some adjustments and do some things differently, and it seems to be that way. But really and truly, that first year, I got the job and really didn't get to recruit. So my first true class has just been with me for 2 years now.
Okay.
We've got some transfers that came in and things like that, but the first class of Abby Buck and Olivia Pepperman as coming in as freshmen, our sophomores right now, And so then we've got, you know, our freshman class have coming in. And so that's really where we are. We're in year two of recruiting, basically, with getting the job late. And we're excited about our 2019 class. It's the one we've got to recruit the most and the longest. And so that matters. You know, you get a better opportunity to build relationships early. You get a chance to really evaluate and really find the things in those young women that we're seeking in the leadership and the work ethic and the commitment and those kind of things. And so that's why we're excited about the group that we have now and the group that's coming.
Chad Hibden with us, Trevecca women's basketball coach, University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. And let me ask you a personal question, okay? Let's don't get too personal here, but you've had so much success. Obviously, the state championships, you won at Riverdale. You go to Truett-McConnell College and in 1 year
I'm going to stop you there, Greg Blackman.
What did I say? Oh, my gosh.
The old rival.
No, I don't know why.
My Blackman Lady Blaze family would be upset if I didn't.
Well, and I don't blame you. I mean, I'm reading the notes. Here's your bio. Hibden built Murfreesboro Blackman High School into girls basketball state and national powerhouse, and then I butcher it. So I can't even read. But
forgiveness, Greg. We're all about
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's also early on a Saturday morning, too. Let me just point that out.
Yes, sir.
You as well, but of course at Blackman, the success you had there, and then when you went on, you are used to winning, but you are now building to the foundation to win more games. How does that? I mean, because you want to win today, I would bet that easily.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have your vision and your plan and the purpose, for a program when you're building that. But the competitor in me and the competitor in our young women, I mean, it's, we want to win today. And, we have four pillars: give, grow, love, and win. And winning is a byproduct of doing those other things. But winning is important because winning is fun. And it's, the competitive nature that you do. You compete. And, there is a winner and a loser. And there's joy and pain in that, that competition and that battle. And that's okay. What we have to do is, kind of compartmentalize all those emotions, whether we win or whether we lose in that moment, and then, just kind of regroup and move on to the next day in this process until we, build that consistency in our habits and in the identity and those things in our culture. And we're getting there. We're getting really close. And we all want it to happen yesterday. But the fact is, it's a process. And as long as we're staying positive and we're staying connected together through this, then things will get turned around. It really reminds me of a lot of, the situation at Blackman and having some early success, but not consistent success. And then it was just, an ongoing process until you figured out how to win every day. And I think that's what we're really trying to do now is teach a bunch of young women how to win every day without circumstances disrupting their focus or their preparation or their passion for doing that. And that's hard, because we lose a game like you did on Thursday that we felt like we had a good chance to win. We didn't play well. We didn't shoot well. We didn't coach well. All that good stuff. Those things happen. Well, how do we handle those emotions? And that's the biggest challenge right now, is being able to endure the wins and the losses, like the big win versus MTSU. We, may not have handled that early success as well. And it's a learning process, learning how to manage that and learning how to take those moments and use them for the goodness of the next day, whether that was joy or pain in that moment. And that's what we're trying to do. We're literally trying to figure out how to win every day and what that looks like. And we're making some great steps, and then, we'll have a setback here and there, but overall the progress and the desire of our group and our program is in line to do good things.
Chad Hibden, he is the women's basketball coach at Trevecca. I might have mentioned he's the former coach at Blackman. I didn't know if you caught that earlier. the only thing he did there was be the Naismith All-USA National Girls Basketball Coach of the Year in 2014 when you won three different national championships: USA Today's, Max Preps, and ESPN. So we're gonna put the Blackman thing to bed, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's move forward.
Tell me about your team. What do you like about it?
Well, I like their grit. They've got a toughness about them. They They've figured out competing is the only way to give yourself an opportunity to be successful. And that's the one thing that we do the best. The other thing is there's a connection between these young women, and there's a unity and a togetherness. I think that we talk about sacrificing self for something greater than self. Obviously, no greater sacrifice that we talk about than Jesus dying on the cross. But then when you get into basketball and you talk about, you know, sacrificing your personal, you know, gains or your personal guarantees that you want for something that's a good of a greater cause, the good of the team. And they're really good at that. They cheer for one another. They pull for one another. They encourage one another. They even, you know, hold each other accountable. And that's just something we're building. We want that. It's good now, right now. We want it to be great. And once it becomes great, then it becomes special. And that's just that ongoing process. And those are the things that we like the most about this team. It's the young women that are in our program. Being around them on that daily basis is a joy and an enjoyment. And, you know, those are good things. And we're really good defensively when we're, you know, locked in and connected together. And that's fun because, you know, we didn't play very well offensively the other night, didn't shoot it well, but defensively we did enough to give ourselves a chance and had some opportunities to do that. And you like to see that out of teams, you know, when things aren't going well, you try not to let that trickle effect to the next side. And, you know, I thought we, you know, did enough things the other night, you know, to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, those are pluses because that's going to happen even later on down and, you know, the season and things like that. And when you become, you know, a perennial powerhouse, you're going to have some of those battles, some of those nights, and you want that to be part of your DNA. You know, how do we need to win tonight? Is it 90-88 or is it 48-46? You know, and you know, sometimes you got to win a couple different ways. And that's another thing I like about our team. We've shown that we can do that in different ways. And, you know, hopefully we can just continue to build that consistency and keep an identity rolling.
Chad Hibden with us, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java and the Trevecca Women's Basketball Coach. I was looking at your roster, Chad. 9 players from the state of Tennessee, and they're spread over all 4 classes. And I know you being led in a lot of ways by Callie Hackett, Smith County High School over at Carthage. She transferred up from Mercer University. But it just seems like, and we've talked about this many, many times, man, if you can just harness, and you know everybody comes into this area to recruit, and this area yeah. being the state. But if you could get your share, I think you're well on your way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a key point of myself and Coach Epperson, who handles a lot of our recruiting on the initial front, and you know, just to keep these kids. But the point we have to make is we have to go recruit against, you know, these OVC teams and the Division I teams in our state, in our area, really, because, you know, we have Division I players that choose to play Division II. You've seen Division II basketball. It's really, really good basketball. And, you know, it's talented young ladies that are choosing to do that because they want, you know, some life balance and, you know, a little bit more, you know, maybe focus on a certain degree that it's hard to do at that Division I level and things like that. But the talent isn't really less. I mean, it's competitive nature. That's, you know, why, you know, when a Callie Hackett, you know, comes from Mercer and, you know, she's playing in there, she's got to work. You know, this is not an easy journey for her. I mean, she's got to come in, and I think she's figured that out. This, you know, this isn't a step down. It's just a different type of conference, but the talent level is similar in a lot of areas. And so that's the one thing we recruit. You know, we've got to find these young women that are in the state of Tennessee that have that that kind of ability, looking for something different, looking for a Christian university. Nashville obviously is got a great draw, and then the education, scenarios that we have here at Trevecca that they can get a certain degree, the nursing, the education, going into doctoral programs, things like that that are hard to do, and they can say, hey, I play a little basketball and get that, you know, specific degree that I want in a Christian environment is a really big plus for us.
Doubleheader today, Trojan Fieldhouse, the women at 2 against Walsh University, the men against Walsh at 4:15, and a Saturday afternoon on campus, always fun, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. We hope we can get a good crowd out today. I know that, you know, a lot of the students are gone, and the semester is over and exams are finished. And but we hope that the Trojan Nation and the Moore Maniacs, the ones that are available, can come out and support. It'll be two really good games. Walsh and women and men are good basketball programs, so we'll both us and Omar and his guys will have a tough battle on hand. But that's when we usually play the best, when we know that the competition is stiff. So we're excited about the opportunity to compete against them and the challenge that lies ahead. And we'll try to get a couple of victories up here on the hill.
Well, Chad, you mentioned a maniac. Do me a favor, smack Greg Ruff in the back of the head for me, okay?
Just say that. On the campus.
Chad, thank you. Continued success. Always great to catch up with you.
Thanks, Greg. Have a blessed day.
All right, you as well. Trevecca women's basketball coach Chad Hibden today. Doubleheader over at Trojan Field House. The women at 2 and the men at 4:15 against Walsh University. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. And we highlight the athletic programs Trevecca and TSU and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. That's exactly what we're going to do next. Southeast Missouri football coach Tom Matukowicz was named the OVC Coach of the Year and had just the team's first playoff victory in school history. So Tom done a great job with that. We'll get with him in a few moments right here from Bongo Java.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
50% of Americans have gum disease, and most of them don't know. That's dangerous. Many serious medical conditions, such as high blood pressure, are associated with gum disease. Routine dental exams can detect signs of high blood pressure, so it can be treated sooner. Delta Dental of Tennessee has group and individual plans that feature a wide network of dentists trained to spot health conditions connected to your mouth. Learn more at coveryourmouth.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
This Christmas season, give yourself the gift of higher education with Trevecca University. With classes offered one night a week or entirely online, Trevecca has the degree you want in the time you have. From business to leadership to K-12 education, invest in your future and let Trevecca invest in you. Call 844-TNU-GRAD to connect with an enrollment counselor, or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at SamSportsGrill.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
After Adoree Jackson, Adoree, there's a little apostrophe.
It's not an apostrophe.
But what's that called?
Accent grave. It's accent guave. I think I'm right. I sound like I'm right.
Accent.
All right, grave, a guave.
I don't see it anywhere. You said guave. What the hell? Spell it again.
No, it's grave, like gray.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. That is where we are. Bongo Java, Crazy Charlie on site. Jonathan Najjar, he is back in the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue right here at Bongo Java. The voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, Joe Fisher, is going to come down. Of course, they hired a new AD this week. So we'll talk about many, many different things with Joe Fisher, the voice of the Commodores. Well, Southeast Missouri this year, I'm gonna couch this in a little bit, and I'll even bring it up to our guest, a football coach Tom Matukiewicz, the OVC Coach of the Year, a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Award as the National Coach of the Year. Went to the FCS playoffs and got the program's first playoff victory. And we're joined now by Coach Took. That's just what I've been told to call him, Tom Matukiewicz. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. I tell you what, now you, that's a good job getting that last name pronounced. I know you put some work in on that, so you get a gold star for the morning.
Well, you, as I texted you, I do the play-by-play at TSU, so I've practiced several times a year when you guys, hey, congratulations on a great season.
I appreciate it. It's just been a joy of a lifetime to see what a bunch of men can do. When everybody believes and buys into a common goal.
Well, and 9-3, 6-2 in the OVC. We know this OVC is not easy. We see it every year. But the first winning season since 2010, and then that at-large playoff berth, the first since 2010. And, you know, this, I'll just get, let me get off a little sidetrack here, because I'm a big, you know, this is an OVC segment where we go throughout the OVC and bring guests in here in Nashville on the show, sponsored by the OVC. This is a two-bid league. I'll just tell you that right now, and people need to understand that.
Exactly. I think ultimately in the world we live in, you got to earn your respect. They're not going to just give you two. And so, you know, we got two in this year, and most importantly, we're both first-round victories. And so that puts us on the map, and people that vote, these are humans, and they see that. And I think what we should see is a lot more respect given to this OVC league.
Well, and of course, Jacksonville State has been the bell cow, what Coach Gross has done down there and the run that he's been on. But I got a little – I would imagine around the league that you may have got a few texts from everybody else when you beat Jacksonville State saying, thank you.
Well, you know, it's when you've done what those guys have done, man, you become the hunted, and everybody is rooting against you every Saturday. It's tough. And so certainly that was a one of a lifetime, because even when I first got here, you know, that was the target. You know, you're trying to build everything, make all the decisions based on trying to beat that team, because they were the signature team in the OVC, and that's what we're trying to do. And to win that, and I know a lot of coaches, you know, are appreciative of that, or I don't know if that's the right word, but it certainly, lots of people saw that score, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people did as well. And with that, and then obviously finishing out your the business probably went a long way, and also getting you that at-large bid. Tom Matukiewicz, he is the Southeast Missouri State football coach. And this year, I mean, and I got to be careful, you don't want to call something a breakthrough year, because I don't think you can say that until 2 to 3 years from now if you build upon it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. And it's not necessarily, I don't know what the correct verbiage is, but
yeah,
nothing is done in 1 year. There's no validity on 1 year. There's excitement and there's energy and enthusiasm built on 1 year. But you have to follow it up, and that'll be the thing that I'll talk to my team about. You know, Austin Peay did this last year, and what did they do this year? There's lots of examples of, you know, people not being able to follow it up. And really, that is the last curve I got to turn here as a program. They've never, ever had back-to-back winning seasons. in program history. I mean, they've played football here for a while now. And so to not, you know, to be able to be on that team that makes that milestone and people can talk about the 2019 Redhawks as a team that went back-to-back, I think maybe even more impressive than the first year, the 2018 team that won nine games, because it's going to be harder. Last year, or this year we just got done, isn't going to make next year easier. It's going to make it harder. There's human nature, but also now you're going to get everybody's best game. You know, there's just a lot of different things we're going to have to overcome to be able to put back-to-back seasons together.
CMO football coach Tom Matukowicz with us, Coach Tuke with us as well, and got to talk about some of your players. It's pretty good to have the OVC Offensive Player of the Year, running back Marquez Terry, and I got that one right, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's there you go. Marquez, yeah, I called his name enough. Marquez Terry, an OVC Defensive Player of the Year, junior linebacker Zach Hall, 168 tackles that led all FCS players, one of three players invited to the Buck Buchanan Award presentation down in Frisco on January 4th as the National Defensive Player of the Year. Those two guys, I mean, both All-Americans.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think they'd be the first to tell you that they wouldn't have the kind of success they had if they didn't have really good teammates alongside with them. You know, the O-line, the D-line makes those type of awards possible. And the season you have, you know, if we're 3-9, none of those awards are happening. And I think they'd be the first to tell you. But you're also not going to win nine games in a playoff win without great players. And we have great players. We have elite players here, top in the FCS. And, you know, but those are a lot of guys that were unrecruited. Both of those guys did not have Division I offers. We were the only school that offered them Division I-wise. And so that's kind of our team. We're a bunch of no-name guys that got a chip on our shoulder that are trying to prove that we do belong.
Well, one of those you mentioned up front, senior offensive lineman Drew Forbes, also an All-American. I see he's pretty solid. You got to think he's going to be drafted, right?
Well, I think so. He's certainly the best prospect that we've had. He's out of position a little. We play him at left tackle. I think he's probably an inside guy. We had 26 teams come and evaluate him this year, and so you never know how all that works, but it sure seems like he's on a lot of people's radar. I think when his pro day comes, he's really going to turn some heads because his numbers are elite. Even in the NFL standards. And so hopefully his draft stock will rise and all those things. And it couldn't happen to a better kid. You know, he's just 40 minutes from here. He's a local kid that bleeds red and black, that loves the Redhawks, and, again, didn't have any other offers out of high school and just worked his way into being an elite prospect.
Southeast Missouri football coach Tom Matukowicz, the OVC Coach of the Year and a finalist for the National Coach of the Year with the Eddie Robinson Award, 9-3 and the playoff victory this year for SEMO. By the way, when you were talking about the NFL evaluators coming in, you know you've got an alum that's running an NFL football team right here in our city.
Absolutely. In fact, I was there for the Jacksonville game.
Yeah.
So saw the Titans just put a whooping on the Jaguars there, and John Robinson was gracious enough to get us some tickets, and we're proud of him and the accomplishment that he's done in his life, and makes all Red Hawk Nation proud.
Yeah, and I've had him on this show a few times, or my show that follows this and everything. And I tell you what, a few years ago, I got to go to Hawk Stadium for the first time, and what a neat setting. It's got the way you've kept the outer facade entrance, it's that old school look, and it sits in sort of a bowl. That's a really neat setting.
It really is. I mean, you couldn't pay to have that done. We obviously need to do some renovations to our stadium, but not the setting. I mean, it's down. It's got a rock. It's kind of cut into a cliff, and it is a beautiful place to play football.
Yeah, I was like, whoa! This, I mean, it just looks at, you know, like it looks like football. I don't know. I'd really love that venue that you have there in Cape Girardeau. This past season, records for points in the game. Your team led the nation in fewest fumbles lost. You only lost one fumble all year long.
It's amazing. You know,
that is an amazing. Yeah.
Every coach in America is obviously talking about ball security and takeaways and stuff. And, you know, our assistants have done an amazing job teaching the skill sets it takes to hang on a ball. And then the players have really bought into the importance of that. And it became a cultural thing, and it just bred on itself and was able to do it at a historic level.
Yeah, and that you also led the country in interceptions with 23, turnover margin plus 24, and that you keep that up. You know, that's what an average of you play what 10 games, 2.4 per. Yeah, I mean, and then the turnovers gained, leading the nation in all of those categories. There's no surprise you're 9-3 and 6-2 in the league with those numbers.
Yeah, I mean the football is so important. They named the game after it. You got to do a great job with it, and when the other team has it, you got to try to get it back. I mean, that wins.
Well, Tom, hey, congratulations again, and I tell you, I've been up a few times to do the TSU games up there at Houck Stadium. I've enjoyed my trip every time. It's just a neat setting, and continued success. Our paths will cross again. Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate having me on.
All right, SEMO football coach Tom Matukowicz, the OVC Coach of the Year. All right, we'll take a break. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. Tennessee State University is on the clock when we come back.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
50% of Americans have gum disease, and most of them don't know. That's dangerous. Many serious medical conditions, such as high blood pressure, are associated with gum disease. Routine dental exams can detect signs of high blood pressure, so it can be treated sooner. Delta Dental of Tennessee has group and individual plans that feature a wide network of dentists trained to spot health conditions connected to your mouth. Learn more at coveryourmouth.com.
From a person who never considered himself an academic, it's my all personal Music City Miracle.
When Kevin Dyson's NFL career drew to a close, he knew he had to decide what life after football would look like. He began a career in education, completing 2 master's degrees at Tribeca. 10 years later, Dyson found himself working on another degree, a doctorate.
I never thought I'd be here. I just wanted to play sports. That's all I wanted to do, and school was a means to get there. And I'm a lifetime learner now.
Hear the rest of Kevin's story at trevecca.edu/Kevin.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java, highlighting the athletic programs Trevecca, Tennessee State University, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. TSU is on the clock. Always keep you up to date what's going on with sports in seasons. Men's basketball, first-year coach Penny Collins, 3-5, yet to play a league game, but got a big win, 64-55 last Sunday up in Baltimore against Coppin State. This afternoon, Gentry Center. If you want to get over there and watch the Tigers play, they host North Carolina A&T at 4 o'clock, 3:45 the pregame, 4 o'clock the tip-off over on 102.1 The Ville. Tuesday at Akron, and then next Saturday at Memphis at 2 o'clock. Women's basketball, Coach Jessica Kern in her second year, still looking for that first victory. It's going to be a rough one this week. Six days. Today at Marshall, 1 o'clock. Monday at DePaul up in Chicago, 7 o'clock. And then Friday at Ball State at 4:30. Men track and field and women track and field teams of Coach Chandra Cheeseboro-Geis off the past couple weeks. They will return by hosting the Ed Temple Classic at the Gentry Center on Sunday, January 6th. Well, our TSU guest today is quarterback Cameron Rosendahl, and to say his story is unique is quite an understatement. Set out football all of last year, wasn't enrolled in a school, thought his football career was over, started working construction, and then all about how did he get to TSU, and even with that, patience. Demry Croft, the starter, then Michael Hughes both go down, and Cameron Rosendahl gets that start in the final game of the season against UT Martin, and the only thing he did was throw for three touchdowns, including the game winner and old overtime, and all three of his touchdowns went to Devon Johnson, by the way. Out of Ackworth, Georgia, Cameron Rosendahl. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Cameron.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. You got me?
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining. Yeah, I was just going over your story is not the normal path for a college quarterback. But let's just go back to that last game. You had sort of set and was ready, and your time came. And with Demry Croft hurt, with Michael Hughes hurt, you start that final game. What went through your mind going into it?
Well, once I got the nod from coach that I was going to be the starter, you know, I just felt like I've been ready for that moment because I never looked at any other week differently. I always went into the week like I was a starter, preparing the best I could just so when that moment came, I'd be ready and I just didn't want to be ready. So I felt like I was ready, and I felt like we showed what we had on the field.
Well, and the three touchdowns all to Devon Johnson. Now, you and Devon got a little bit of a chemistry thing going on.
Yeah, too bad he's a senior. But,
yeah.
We've been practicing all summer, and we always felt like we had some chemistry, and we always joked around that if I ever got in that I was just going to throw it up to him almost every play. But it was just a joke. But we ended up pretty much doing that throughout the game a couple times, giving him a shot, and he took the best of them chances.
Now, I need to know about the celebration after the touchdown. First off, I don't know how to describe it, number one. Number two, this is something you guys came up with back in the summer, right?
Oh, yeah. We used to practice, like, with no coaches or nothing around. And, like, if someone threw a touchdown to Devon, he would just start running. I can't even explain it either. He would just start running in a weird fashion, and people would just start running like that behind him. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. So after you'd be testing his food, I'd always be like, bro, you didn't do the celebration. Like, come on. But he did it in that final game, and it was fun.
Yeah, and just that winning touchdown, I was talking to your SID, Jose, and he was telling me that, you know, everybody, you know, after you throw a winning touchdown, you're running to midfield. Why did you have to stop?
I was getting chased, so I don't know, I just stopped, and I had to take in the moment. It was a very special moment for me. So
tell the truth, you cramped up.
Yeah, that too. I mean, honestly, I forgot I did cramp up.
Yeah. Cameron Rosendahl with us. He is the TSU quarterback out of Georgia Military. Now, you come out of high school there from Ackworth, and you take the Georgia Military route. We know how many Division I prospects that school has produced, and even and you played 10 games as a freshman, all 11 games as a sophomore, 9-2, completed 64% of your passes, 2,300 yards, and on, 27 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. But what happened? Because you didn't play the following year.
Well, the last game of the season, we were playing a real good team, and I had one of the best first halves of football of my career, and then I came out in the second half, and I fell on my left shoulder wrong, ended up tearing a bunch of stuff in that one, but I kept playing, and I did the same thing to my right shoulder, but way worse, so I ended up having to get surgery on both my shoulders.
Oh, man, and yeah. You set out 17. Did you think football was over for you?
I didn't. The doctors did. They told me I wouldn't be able to, you know, throw football again or anything, but I didn't let that noise stop me from doing what I knew I could do, and, you know, I ended up, that's why this past year was so special to me, because a lot of people didn't think it would happen, but, you know, I believed.
Well, in the meantime, I've got to note that your next-door neighbor talked to get you into work in construction.
Yep. Yeah, at WH Mechanical, my neighbor Vince, he's a real nice guy, and you know, I was just going to be home for a year. I knew I was, and he offered. I mean, he was probably just joking about it, but I took him serious, and I ended up working with him for about a year. So,
well, that's not easy work.
not easy, but it's nice to learn stuff like that for my you know, future endeavors.
Cameron Rosendahl with us, TSU quarterback. All right, you're out of football for that year because you messed up both shoulders. You're working construction. How did the connection with TSU come about?
Well, I guess Coach Bradford, our tight ends coach at TSU, was recruiting some other guys at GMC, and I guess they I remember our coaches said something about me to him, and he called me, and he just wanted to let me know that, you know, that they're interested in me, and that if you can come back and play football, that they want it to be at TSU. And that really took a place in my heart, because no one else was calling me. No one else was, you know. And Coach Bradford was calling me all the time, like, to the point where I didn't even want to answer him no more. I was like, look, man, I can't even throw yet.
Well, of course, you're talking about Antonio Bradford there on Coach Reed's staff. And just to, you know, it's almost a storybook thing that you came back here and then you bide your time. You know where you are in the rotation, but when you got that opportunity, you performed, and that's a storybook kind of tale.
Yeah, it is, but to me it was just – that's just how it had to be. I didn't have any other choice. And, you know, just through my faith and my family being there for me, you know, I feel like I could do almost – anything I set my mind to. So it was awesome just to see my family after that game, because they know how much hard work I put into it. So yeah, it really was storybook.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java. TSU quarterback Cameron Rosendahl with us. You're talking about your family. Tell me about Ackworth, Georgia. Now, where is Ackworth?
It's just north of Atlanta, about 30 minutes maybe.
Oh, okay. Basically Atlanta.
Yeah, it's just a suburb, yeah.
Yeah, the traffic is still Atlanta, right, even all the way out there, right?
well, this is where it kind of thins out once you get backwards, so.
Tell me about growing up in Georgia and just a little bit about your life, your family.
Well, I love that I'm from Georgia. you know, me and my brother love everything we do. We do fishing. He teaches, like, my brother's probably, he's going to be a pro fisherman one day, I think. But we fish at all the lakes up here. And we do a little bit of hunting every now and then. Growing up, I love sports. I was always playing football in the neighborhood. And soccer, I played soccer all the time. So really just growing up with my family, we're kind of a sports family. We all played sports. My sister was a great lacrosse player. So growing up, we just played outside all day, every day pretty much.
What are you majoring in, Cameron?
Criminal justice.
What do you want to do with that?
You know, I'm not really sure yet. I don't know yet. I'm going to figure it out soon, I guess.
Man, you're young. You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess you got to be excited for spring practice. I know it's not even Christmas yet, but we'll, you know, after the first of the year, we'll be starting down the countdown. Wait, 10 weeks or 8 weeks to spring practice. So, but this gives you a new lease on life, and you're going to have Demery, you, and Michael Hughes, all three there. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think we're all ready to, you know, go out there and compete. We're all buddies, but we also know that we got to go out every day and be as sharp as we could. And I think that's why all three of us performed well this past season, is because we were competing since camp. So, you know, that's what happens with good quarterbacks and they're competing. Whoever's on the field is going to be doing their thing, because you have to compete at a high level every day of practice. And I think that competition will bring out the best.
Well, and also playing for Coach Reed, and you're playing at, obviously, TSU with that great football tradition that it has there, and get to play at Nissan. What's it like playing out on Nissan Stadium? But I don't know. I prefer college campuses myself and everything, but it's pretty neat to run out the tunnel at Nissan Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think I agree with you a little bit on that one. I like playing at the old Hull Stadium. Feels like a little bit more tradition, but I haven't really got to play at Nissan Stadium.
Right.
So I can't. I've only played at the Hole, so. But, you know, either way, it's you could just feel the tradition here at TSU.
Well, and everything. So, well, Cameron, thank you. And, I'm going to give you one more chance to describe Devon Johnson's touchdown celebration.
Devon Johnson?
Yeah. I want to know what I want you to describe it for
him. So, I threw him the touchdown in overtime, and he was running on the – I think he was running on the track. And just he was running on the track away from everyone, and I think that's all I remember. I don't remember exactly what he did.
Yeah. Well, what about, though, what he had come up with? You were doing just your summer drills that when no coaches out there and you guys were being silly. I understand you guys got one down.
Yeah, he would, like, run with his legs out in, like, a – it's really hard to explain. It's just really funny to watch. Next to the crowd, so it was real funny.
Cameron, congratulations again, and it just I'm glad it's turned out this way, and you know, nice problem to have over at TSU, three quality quarterbacks for this coming spring, man. Hey, thank you, Cameron, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, have a good one.
All right, Cameron Rosendahl, TSU quarterback again, out of football in 2017, his last game at Georgia Military, where he was actually playing so well, was going to take that next step to the next level, set out 2017, was even working in construction, and then Antonio Bradford, who was recruiting at Georgia Military College, got to say, hey, you may want to check with this kid, so they kept in touch, and that's where persistence pays off, and so Cameron Rosendahl, what a neat story. You go from out of football completely, working construction, and then in the last game of this past season in overtime, you throw three touchdowns, including the game winner. It's a pretty cool story. We'll take a break, be back, and wrap up University Showcase in just a few.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk, live music 7 days a week, and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations, featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
50% of Americans have gum disease, and most of them don't know. That's dangerous. Many serious medical conditions, such as high blood pressure, are associated with gum disease. Routine dental exams can detect signs of high blood pressure, so it can be treated sooner. Delta Dental of Tennessee has group and individual plans that feature a wide network of dentists trained to spot health conditions connected to your mouth. Learn more at coveryourmouth.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
This Christmas season, give yourself the gift of higher education with Trevecca University. With classes offered one night a week or entirely online, Trevecca has the degree you want in the time you have. From business to leadership to K-12 education, invest in your future and let Trevecca invest in you. Call 844-TNU-GRAD to connect with an enrollment counselor, or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
They tell you that you really don't know anybody until you see how they react when their chips get stuck in the vending machine.
You've turned a machine over.
They took my Doritos. That's 75 cents, and I want my chips, and it got stuck. So I literally tilted the machine all the way down.
I like this. He does like a couple grand in damage for 75 cents worth of chips.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Quickly, what's going on today over Trevecca, doubleheader at Trojan Fieldhouse. The men at 4:15 against Walsh University, but it preceded by the women's game at 2 o'clock, also against Walsh University. I want to thank Coach Chad Hibden for joining us as well. You want to get out and see some TSU men's basketball, do it this afternoon, 4 o'clock, over at the Gentry Center, hosting North Carolina A&T. So get out and catch some basketball this afternoon as well. Also down here, we got Jonathan Najjar back at the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Crazy Charlie, as always, down here at Bongo Java. And want to take care of the baristas who take care of us here in Bongo Java. Just great people. Alex out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Logan out of Chicago. Sarah out of Kokomo, Indiana. Jen out of Forest Grove, Oregon. Hallie out of Ithaca, New York. And Zach out of Paris, Texas. I would say about a third of those cities are correct because they always try to mess with me. But definitely want to thank those guys. They take care of us every Saturday morning right here at Bongo Java. You know, even back with Prep Football Talk with Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and myself mid-August through last month. And now, University Showcase, we go all the way through May. And we highlight the athletic programs at Tennessee State, Trevecca, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. I want to thank Trevecca women's basketball coach Chad Hibden for joining us, Southeast Missouri football coach Tom Matukowicz for joining us, and TSU quarterback Cameron Rosendahl, and relating that really neat story
as well. Stick around with us all morning long. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Johnny Ballpark Franks. The countdown to kickoff tailgate party is a three-hour bowl special. And Johnny texted me, and he says he's going to have the voices of Vanderbilt, MTSU, Oklahoma, Clemson, and Purdue. So Johnny's going to be hearing voices on his show. So we got that. And also let you know, coming up at 4:50 this afternoon, pregame tip-off at 5, Vanderbilt women, Charlie Maddox with the call against Central Michigan. And then we will join the Rockets and Grizzlies in progress. And already out there, aired this morning at 5 o'clock. You can go find it on all of our social media platforms, PredneckNation.com as well. Charlie and the guys with Predneck Nation, of course, the Preds at home tonight as well. So we got Predneck Nation out there as well. So go find that as well. But it's going to wrap it up for this hour. And we'll have another hour to go here. Coming up next, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. None other than the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher. And hang out with us. We won't be taking any calls, but I'm going to hold Joe's feet to the fire. No. Have fun. Joe Fisher's up next.